Okay, Beseda. Good. So we're holding by Hine ze Omer Achakosleinu, I think.
Yeah.
Hine ze Omer Achakosleinu. What does it mean that Rabbi Yisrael is standing Achakosleinu? Pirish. Sheshamati shedoidi Omer Achakosleinu. Ve'eno masik beinenu el akoisel. U'kesho'em demach akoisel, shemim ha'shem edavim enroin ze aseh. So there's a type of bechina where there's a kaisel being mafsik you from someone else. Now, what's interesting about it is that vision is totally cut off, but on the other hand, you can hear the other person. So, so what is this kaisel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing behind? The averis are mavdil to you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pirish, Shakarish Baruch Hu mezumen ligaloi sonu, ach hakoisel mafsik. So it's on the one hand, a koisel allows for dibur. On the other hand, it's mafsik the ri'ya. V'chakach shamati shegam hu mashkiach min achaloines, v'chakach shegam meitzitz min acharakim. So I heard that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there's a re'iya from him to us. V'achiluk b'nehem, sh'mashkiach m'nachalein godl eina roya l'masha b'goli, avul imet tzitzi m'nekev kotn yichon liris masha oisim b'seisa. So this is very, very interesting. It's the opposite of what we would think. Mashkiach m'nachalein ois means that he gets the big picture. It's the things that are b'goli. Meitzitz m'nacharakim means he sees to the oimik of what's happening. Is the meitzitz. So it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of us because of a kansas hashkacha. So let's discuss a minute what he's trying to say over here. It says the mashal shalosh pam hashana yirah kol zechurcha ifnei Hashem lekecha. Three times a year we have to go and kaviyachol see Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, Lirois v'lirois. We come to see, and we come to be to show ourselves. So mainly we come to see means a certain sense of imminence that a person has. The person kaviyachol is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever language you want to use. But what does it mean, lirois? We come to show ourselves. So the world of Hashgacha, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is kaviyachol his re'iyah. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing behind a wall, it implies that I have no real tefisa in him, kaviyachol, or much less than I could possibly have in a place like the Beis HaMikdash. It also means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hisyachsus to us is not very specific. It's like the mashal, If I hear something going on in an apartment next door to me, I react if it's very noisy, if it's very violent. But I don't know exactly what's going on, and the mail of my reactions are kind of muted. They're not very, very stark. Masha Ein Kein, when I see somebody. Then the pshat is, I know exactly what's going on, and my reactions are like that. So when we're in a mode of Oymed Achakosleinu, so we don't expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkachatos to be very, very strong, very specific, anything of that nature. We expect it to be kind of the way the Hashkacha would work, Klapi, somebody who is there, and that's it. So the big picture is there. When we add to it that is Mashkiach Machoz Mechakim means that Mitzidoi, that the hashkocha is extremely specific. I may not feel the hashkocha because that's part of my problem of being in front of the kaisel, but it's not reflecting anywhere on Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashkocha. So the terminology used, vayeda lekim, vayara lekim, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually reacts to us very, very specifically. So I may feel very, very distraught that I don't feel and see the hashkocha, but I know and understand that the hashkocha is very, very specific. And that's the pshat, liras v'lirois. So liras means I have a tefisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So l'mashal, let's say a person goes to see a very, very, very big tzaddik, or a Talmud Chacham or whatever. So I have a certain sense by seeing him that I know something about him. I understand a lot better what he's about than if I don't see him. But if I'm seen by him, so the marshal, if let's say I'm hearing a shir or he gives me a bracha, and I know that he's aware of me and thinking of me, so then I feel that he's talking to me directly. So our sense of how much is HaKadosh Baruch involved in us really, really depends a lot on this nekuda here. So we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw our maisim, and even the things that are not overt, he was able to be oimid that it is, that it's toiv and so on. Okay, so there was...
This is siba or a simen, meaning the amount that we could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does that create that there's more shefa and that he sees us more, so to speak? Or is it just, this is how much I could sniff. I could focus on seeing the hashkacha, and then I'll look to the hidden things, and I'll pull it out more, and then I'll get a better sense of it. Does it, the amount that I could see, does that reflect,
That's the most I can see. Okay. What it is that I could see and feel depends on A, what a Kadosh Baruch is megala, and how much I'm willing to pick up on it. If nothing is here, or my eyesight is weak, in either case, I'm not going to see. So my sense of my sight of something is going to depend both on how much is begilui and how much am I paying attention. So even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala, but if I'm not focused on it, then I don't see it. That it requires eyes. It says the pasuk, you didn't have anai and lirois, leiv lahavin adayim azeh. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing things, you didn't have the eyes to be mafkin it.
Okay, but what do we say the other way around? That if I, am focused on it, does that create that he's megala more? Or what he's megala, whatever he decides, and, my avodah has no impact on that other than,
My avodah does have an impact on it because it's kimayim apanim upon him. The most primary tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of reaction to our maisim is hest upon him and gili upon him. And that reflects exactly what we are doing.
Aha.
Okay. Pirish base. Now, so this is a whole pirish going back from Ishbat Yeshem. Now he has a second pirish. So after she recalls all the godless of her beloved, she tells everybody, so now it says, do not push me to do it prematurely. In other words, now that I've told him how much I love him, don't push me too prematurely. The first pshat is the opposite. Don't interfere with the avodah that Hashem has shown to me. here he says, don't pursue too prematurely. Let's talk a minute about this. There's a musig. Gemara says that the pre that Chava ate was royal for Adam to eat, but paga achla, he ate it when it was still not ripe. In other words, it says if they would have lasted until Shabbos, it would have become mutter to eat. There are a lot of things in the Bria that are not bad, but premature. And just like a Vlad after 9 months is wonderfully adapted to growing. A Vlad you take out earlier than that, he's a navel. The Rabbi Shapiro once showed me a Gemara Bar Mitzia. The Mishnah describes Rishei Zaysim. Zaysim, olives that are Rishoyim. The Gemara asks, my Rishei Zaysim? They fell off beforehand. They fell off before they were ripe. So Rabbi Mishnah said, Risha is that which comes before its time. In other words, any toiv that shalui bezmano is ra. That's by its nature. The koiches of ra in the bria push a person to things that are not bezmana and bemeil de ra. If I can give a hesber for it, it's the pshat is it says in the pasuk that's I call yofa beitoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu made everything good in its time. The time frame is part of the mitzias of the chayfetz. Now you should eat this. Now you should have this. Now you should be oisik in this. If a person jumps the gun, that's ra because he's not. If he was using the chayfetz in accordance with how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, it would be in a certain time slot. When a person does it not bizmana, then the person, it's not yofer. The world is divided into itim, and each ace has the things that are royal to it. These koiches of ra, they can, the first part is, they can act as obstructions when the time is there. So now it's the time, I should be Messiah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can be obstructions and they can, you know, kind of try to get in the way. And on the other hand, they can push me to do it lifnei zmanoi. And then it'll, and then also it's going to be ra, and it's, and I'm going to get burnt. So, and this is part of the Mechashve Kitzin, and anyone who tried to bring the Geula earlier, if the world is not ready for it, it's bad. Just like leaving a mother's womb and being born is the most significant event, hurrying it up and coming out shalei bezmanoi, koidem bezmanoi, is not good. By Karbonis, you have Shmoyne Yomim Shabiyud Imoi, and then you makriv it. So the Bnei Yerushalayim, who are kohos of Mastinim, they latch onto the Ava and push that we should come for it, that we should push things before. But Inyan Gmajama Sinozal.
Rabbi, this would be, well, first of all, this has been a kudah that Rabbi brings in the Archas Chaim about people and their dividing up their lives, seeing themselves in different tkufas within their life.
Right.
So, you know, the time for learning and the time for, you know,
right.
The loylam and the time, you know, for learning and whatever. That's Ashton's. And this would be this is a profound change from how Rabbi was described, how we explained in the first shot, right, that the mastinim are a filter, right? The filter, you know, like we have in Rosh Hashanah, that they're just filtering their din.
No, it's the kitrug. Let's put it this way. The kitrug and the astana over there is, are you doing it good enough? So this, it's the same idea in a certain way. The one is a sense of, testing the echos of it. And one is testing the makom and the zman of the chayfetz. So even doing good things, but if a person does it shaloi bezmanoi, it's bad.
In the first shot, it sounded like din is, you know,
correct. It's more like to show
sabotage.
Right.
This people's page seems like sabotage because, given enough time, I would have developed. I think Rabbi spoke about this in Inan Rosh Hashanah also. That's why the tkiah is a long tkiah, because we look at Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at things over long periods of time, because.
That's right. That's a tikkun, correct. So this over here, it's out just to try to upset it. So he says, And the truth is, I mean, even the whole metzias of a zivuk of ish and ishtoi centers around time. In other words, there's a zman that's roye for zivuk and not. The constant cycle is sort of taking that chibur and saying there's a time for chibur and there's a time for pirut. It's interesting. He says that if the Umas Ha'olam, it says Kadosh Baruch Hu must be a three shvuas, and one of the shvuas was that not to be mishabek hasol too much. So he says that it's not in line with the other two. The other two are what we're not allowed to do. So he explains all three buas are there not to be mekar of the kates. When the goyim push us too hard, that brings about an artificial cure of the kates. They shouldn't be makar of the kates by making life too hard for kaiso. Life is too hard for kaiso, they're makar of the kates. I'm not sure if he means milamala or he means people hilamata, like, you know, kiyadua. Vehine yeshne mine inuye. Echot she inu godol rak shereis na revach mekal inu v'inu. There are two types of bad inuye. One is the inu itself is very bad, but there's some sort of breathing space between inu to inu. And sometimes you have a type of inu that just, it's not so strong, but there's no revach. So he attaches that pshat in the Chazal that the difference between avodah kasha and kaitzer ruach was that what happened in round two is not that the work was made so hard. Lakitas tevin is not such a hard work, but lemaisa, it basically didn't leave any free time, and that's its own problem. The Kinek Shemes El Kira Oysam Kitzvois Oik Ailas Asode. Ki Adua Achiluk Vein Merutzas Tzvi La'ayol. Ki Atzvi Kal Be Merutzas Vein Misegea. Masheinkin A'ayol Hu Misegea. So an ayol can jump far, but there's effort and it begins to breathe heavily. The deer seems to be just very light-footed. So he says the difference is between kfitza and ritza. Ka'ayol kofitzu pamasim rochik, sheraglav shavos, v'shama mashraglav kayolos. So since the ayol jumps far, it therefore becomes very, very tired. Let's touch a little bit. Tiredness is totally with change in acceleration. Just like in Milad Alma, in a world in the world around, you have acceleration. You have coasting doesn't require effort. You know, once something is in motion, technically remains in motion forever. So too in Yanim Ruchniyim, once a person is on a mahalach, it stays on the mahalach. Masha Ein Kein, when a person makes big jumps, that becomes kind of difficult. So the Eil is called Samachas, whereas the Tzvi is a constant Ritza. So the inui comes in one of two ways, one to a fanim. Im teiru v'im kuloshen shivu b'chol makom. But im teiru means I warn you against. Im is you know I dare you if. V'im teiru hu lamato kan shu muchrochen la'osis tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu say nazal ani marmer lachem. So that's a Te'iru. In Te'iru, who lamala l'rachim aleinu. When mevakesh litchuk v'sakeitz, elad shatech v'tza ava me'asmo, v'shom v'medrish pashat v'ruk v'nisay. Moshe mel shenis v'lizor gevin doyla al-bnoi, v'chak nischareit, v'far chatir asanis izak loy, v'l'kayim shuase. Okay, let's talk about this chazal. Let's see where he's coming with it. It's a very interesting Medrash of Mechukosai. He says the bottom, it's in Tehillim, like Mechukosai. Medrash says a marshal to a melech who was gozer to stone his son. Lameisa, he had charata from it. So that the klal is a melech can't rescind his xeris. So what he did was he took the stone and he ground it up into a fine sand, then threw it at his son. So he's Mekayim both. He's Mekayim what he said, and yet his son doesn't get hurt. That's the mushy beings over here. So the question is really what's the tushla? What does he want over here? So it could be brings on the bottom here from another ksav yad that there's like another missing line. That wait for me, allow the Ava itself to take care of it. Let's say if you take a look in the bottom here, brings Rav Ginsburg. So that's really a little bit different, but he says like this. Im Te'iru, so he says that means he will force Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Vim Te'iru, like a Shvach will push. In other words, like this. He tells them, don't you do anything to push the kates, unless a Kadosh Baruch Hu is pushing the kates. So there is a mahalach, and this is where it becomes very delicate. There is a mahalach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being mechashev as a kates. When we say that you're not allowed to push the kates, it's not the pshat that there's no mahalach of a quicker kates. There certainly is a mahalach, but what it means is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to push the kates, and therefore, how does he push the kates? Either melach kasha, or he does this trick that he says over here. I want to go into this. I want to a little bit understand it. As we're talking about being with Marius Akates, and we're saying it's terrible, but it's also sometimes Hashem does it. So it means as follows. There are two levels of Ritzoynes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megalatas. One is Torah. So the Halachis, Dinim, and if we don't do what's right, we have a problem. The you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shacharach, this is what we want. We do know that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes things happen no matter what. So we have to ask ourselves, you know, a begoli, we can only do what the Shahar says. Behesta HaKadosh Baruch Hu can sometimes work things, even if we if we didn't do something, and b'meila we lost out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen that it should. Person doesn't work on Shabbos, and so mitzad the halacha, person stands to lose $1 million not working on Shabbos. He can't work on Shabbos. There's also an hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu may make the money come anyway, but that's not an hug that I have input and shouldn't have input. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives a case, that's it's a din, as I have said, the gula will come at this time. We're not allowed to be me'oir on it. The way we can't push a halacha, even if we think the outcome is better with it. You know, if we start making a kavachaymis, you know, the choices are this person will do a small aveira, but at least he'll stay a Jew and not. All of those chesbonos are not chesbonos we can make. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. I always tell people, it's like when we talk about the conservative or reform movement, or even Zionism. A person will come along and say, now we realize that the Zionist movement was to attain Eretz Yisrael, to build it up, to make a country out of it, so that a very ruchnistic am would have a place where to be. You wouldn't want, you know, you wouldn't want the frum people being in charge of building it, so Baruch Hashem, they're doing it. That cheshbon is a correct cheshbon, but not we could do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed a clear ratzon. This is what you're allowed to do, something you're allowed to do. These are people we're not associated with, these we're not associated with. So there's a difference between the clearly stated Ratzon and the Ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to make a change. The case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, I mean, it's listed, but in as much as we're talking about the case that's on the books, that's the case on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we learn about, and that's Be'ita, and that's what we strive for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hanhaga of achishena, but that's a hanhaga that for us to push it is shalai kishura, because be'etzem you're telling me I want the gula, not in the zman gula, so that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is sort of mugbal and he can't do things not the zman gula. That's a pikarsis, but so we believe a Kaddish Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants when he wants and it'll happen. But what we can say is, but anything other than that, we have no schus to push or to do anything. That domain belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a very big inyan, this inyan of not be'itoi and be matrix akates. The it's not that there is no hanhaga of the matrix akates. We say it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chishev akates. What we're saying is, that's a hanhaga that for us is off the table. We're not allowed to engage that hanhaga because it's keneged the moment for Shuras Hashem. So just like when we talk about Kabbalah and Nigla, so the halacha lemaisa is baser in Nigla. The Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is baser in Nista. But we believe that Bunashtayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu can realize his Ritzonus whenever he wants. It's not, but we're not allowed to be, we're not allowed to say, since this tikkun has to be made and we didn't make it in time, so we're going to do it anyway because that tikkun is very important to happen. That's treif. We can only do mitzvahs b'itav b'zmanai in the right time, right place. But we believe that there's anhaga. So here also he's pointing out there's two anhagas. There's anhaga of Kadosh Baruch Hu that's sort of beyond. That anhaga is only valid when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. That's the key piece to this to put over here.
Rabbi, we keep saying that you know, that we shouldn't. Well, what does that mean, that we shouldn't rush, you know, the cates? Do we have an option? It's like, is it something on the table that you know?
You know, it's you have all these stories where people where they try to do it through tikkunim, through this, through that. Even the fighting, like Shabtzi Tzvi and this, it always seemed as if there was something we could do other than just doing what's right to be mekar of the kates. When somebody asks me, what are you doing to be mekar of the kates? The answer should be, I try my best to do Torah mitzvahs, I try my best to mashpia on people to do Torah mitzvahs. Once you start getting off with other inyanim, then you have a problem. So when you make the matara, betzim, in a certain sense, you're saying you're going against the Ratzon Hashem Hanigla via the Ratzon Hashem Hanister. We have no right to impose the Ratzon Hashem Hanister. We can only impose the Nigla. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has another anhaga that may lead to surprising results. That's undoubtedly so. But that's not anhaga we can be shayach to.
Because it sounds, based on what the Gra is saying and what Rabbi is saying, that there is a strong havamina that, you know, that maybe I can be Megala the Kates. You know, I could rush the regular Kates.
Right.
To Ashmalan, I shouldn't. You know, based on what Rabbi's explaining now, I would think it's just us, sir. Everyone can make all the cheshbonos, but it's us. So
it's also a dangerous mahalach. It's just like the mashal. Let's say a person has a chid to mechanech his children. If a person is mechanech his children, and he wants them to be something beyond what they're capable of doing, the person is not doing good with it. No good will come out of it. Because it's not the zman, it's not the itay for the child. When it does come, it comes good. So there's that nekuda always, and in ruchnis it's also like that. If I push, there's a thing about tefillah that lemarshal, if a person is mispalled too much for something, where it crosses over into the border, over the borderline into not accepting Ratzon Hashem, then, you know, don't misspell too much, because you never know what Kachbach will give you, type of thing. You might get what you wish for. You know, there's a balance between, I have a chiv to do what can be best for me, just like build my house and make sure it's solid, no rain comes in, all that. I have to be misspell for everything that's under my domain. But when a person overdoes it, so then the pshat is kilo being megala a lack of Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilo, I'm trying to push what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. That's why a lot of our tefillahs we preface with Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha. We want that what we want should be Ritzon Yisbarach. Because if it's not Ritzon Yisbarach, it has no makom. Okay, we'll hold it.